Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today we're going to be discussing the top five NCAA defensive ends of all time. But it's not my list. It is my co-host. It is our special guest today. It is a special July 4th Mancini Monday, Madman Mark Mancini. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, the show that's sweeping the country, the most must-see, must-hear. Let's get the fireworks going. I'm all ready to blow up the whole joint here today in the ATL. I love it, brother. How are you been?
Hey, I am doing great. Like I said, enjoy tonight, everyone. Get you some barbecued food. Enjoy the fireworks. Enjoy some quality family time as well on this special July 4th. And, of course, even though it's July 4th, football is not in effect. We're still going year-round here at 100th of Football. We're finishing up all 32 NFL team previews, and we are getting kicked off with all major Power 5 conferences for college coming up very soon, along with amazing interviews with historic players, coaches, or just amazing people in general. Like I mentioned, team previews, player profiles. And we are already, Mark, we're already doing draft specials for 2023 with our resident former NFL draft scout, Daniel Kelly, Mr. Football Vince Turner. We got plenty of content here, like I said, on Facebook, on YouTube, on our podcast. But let's get it going here. You see on the screen, everyone. Talk about your number five selection, Mark, for your top five, for your number five NCAA defensive end, Julius Peppert. Break him down for us.
The Pep man, man. Imagine, you know, what a college career gets in the NFL. You know, how can you not put this guy in your top five, you know, all-time defensive ends? A lot of people, you know, might not have seen it, you know, seen this guy play football and everything. But for us old guys and everything and are in between, this guy was a downright stud, man. I mean, look what he did across the board. I mean, I don't know what more you can ask of Julius Peppers. I know you and I were talking in the pre-chat about, you know, a lot of people don't have him on that list, but it's nice to see. And I know your thoughts about this guy are something else too.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, like you said, rookie of the year in his first year in the league in Carolina. But, man, in college, an absolute monster at North Carolina for the Tar Heels, you see. And I feel like people forget in 2000, right, 15 sacks led the nation. Like, that is insane. Also, his career total, 30 and a half, still second all-time in school history. Also in that 2000 season, his breakout year, right? 24 tackles for loss, still a single-season record at UNC. So an absolute just beast in both aspects, right? In a long-term career in the NFL, played, like I mentioned, from 02 all the way up to 2018. Went around, right, Carolina, went to the Bears for a little bit, the Packers. So he played all around and was effective throughout his entire career with 159, close to 160 total sacks. So just an absolute monster. Could get to the quarterback with the best of them. And probably one of the more underrated defensive ends, not just in college, but really in the pros also, because he was effective every time, every snap on the field. So, Mark, yeah, let's get it rocking. Who do you have for number four on your all-time list?
Well, that Raider, man. You know that Raider, Howie Long, you know, college and everything. I mean, when you think of the old Raiders and everything, everybody talked about, you know, Biletnikoff and Kenny Stabler and all these other guys. But, man, that defense led by Howie Long, you had Lester Hayes over there. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, man, Howie Long was a beast when you think of Howie Long.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And in college at Villanova, his freshman year, Mark, was outstanding. He started every game and was one tackle shy of 100 on the season. That is unheard of for just a regular season, let alone a freshman. Then in 78, his sophomore year, led Villanova with 5 sacks and also had 78 tackles, was banged up with a thigh injury his junior year, but still got close to 50. And then we all know what he did in the pros. Just an absolute beast for the Raiders through his entire career from 81 to 93. A bunch of sacks, close to 100, had 91.5 in total, and is one of the most feared defensive ends of all time, I think. Whenever you bring up these lists, you got to have Howie Long on this, or else you just don't know football, I think.
Well, not only that, Logan, when you look at it, I mean, Villanova is a good school, but it's not one of those big schools like a USC, a Georgia, an Alabama, a Clemson. And to come out of that school and have that kind of success is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And like you mentioned, Villanova is definitely more of a basketball school that people talk about with the Wildcats. But the fact he was so successful in college, carried it on into his pro career, is what makes it even more impressive. So a solid pick for Howie Long at number 4. Rounding out in the middle here, who is your number 3 selection, sir?
Well, the Mark Gastineau, that New York sack exchange with the Jets. I mean, you thought of Klecko, you thought of Lyons, you thought of all those guys. And you can't forget Mark Gastineau. Unbelievable in the pros, man. He was just simply amazing. How can you not keep him in this list?
Yeah, it's really insane because, I mean, we all know his story, right? Didn't receive many offers at all. Going into college was a beast there. And like you mentioned, man, in the pros, just absolute next level in terms of his stability, in terms of how just phenomenal he was from 79 to 88, getting it done with the J-E-T-S, Jets, 107.5 sacks overall in 137 games. He didn't miss much time at all, and whenever he was on the field, the quarterbacks felt it. That's just enough to say with him, man. Mark Gastineau, college was great, amazing story. Go check it out. And then in the pros, made it work, and one of the most revered, one of the most feared, and gave a lot of quarterbacks nightmares at night whenever Mark Gastineau was running at him each and every given Sunday.
Yeah, when you look at that division, I mean, going after the Dan Marinos, the Kellys and all these other guys, mm-hmm. Fergusons, and the list goes on. And you know, when you look at the Jets, they really haven't had a defense like that since he played.
Yeah, I mean, they're still, you know, they've tried to mimic it over the years, back with Revis Island and whatnot, right. And they're still working their way there. They're not there yet, but they still got to get back to that 1-2 punch of just phenomenal defensive linemen getting to the quarterback, as well as just ball hawks on the outside corners and safeties. They're working their way back, though. They could get there one day, man. But like I said, it's been a long time coming for Jets fans. But hey, Mark Gastineau, once again, just a great Jet. And for someone who didn't really get much love going into college, right, didn't receive many offers, went to Eastern Arizona.
Yeah.
And then made a career for himself there into the NFL. Phenomenal pick for number 3. Well,
yeah, you definitely have to look on the map and find out where Eastern Arizona is.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, here is number 2, the man who just missed a cut. Who is it, Mr. Mancini?
Dwight Freeney, baby. You talk about the Colts, you're going to put him in the mix. I mean, when you look at the defensive ends for the Colts and across the NFL, this guy was a beast, man. I mean, unbelievable. He was a nightmare for opposing quarterbacks.
He really was. And for Dwight Freeney, like I said, went to Syracuse. Not really, like we mentioned earlier, not a big football school by any means, more of a basketball program.
Yeah.
And for him to go into college, finish with 104 career tackles, 34 sacks, 51 tackles for losses, and a bunch of pressures to boot. I mean, like I said, number 11 pick in 02 went to the Colts, and we know how good he was there. Played his entire career for the most part there for about 10 seasons, then bounced around for a little bit. But I feel like people talk about, of course, we know he had close to 300 tackles, solos. He had almost 130 career sacks. But the forced fumbles is something I feel like people don't talk about him, though. Close to 50. I mean, that is phenomenal, man.
Not only that, when you think of the Colts, everybody would think of Peyton Manning, Edgerrin James, stuff like that. And Dwight Freeney, man. I thought, not to take anything away from the other guys, but Dwight Freeney, without him, I don't think the Colts would have went anywhere.
Yeah. And, I mean, like I said, whenever he was in his prime, you know, whenever he was healthy, he was a force to be reckoned with, man. You had to always look out to see where he was on the field because he would lay that wood on you each and every chance he got, my man. And a amazing dominant selection for number two. Just missed a cut, though. Who is your number one defensive end in college football history, sir?
Well, how can you go against it? You know, being a Pittsburgh boy, my NFC team was always the Washington Redskins growing up. I know they've changed the name, but how can you not put Dexter Manley as number one, man? This guy was a one-train force. Unbelievable. I mean, it just seems to me that when you look at your top defensive ends, how can you not have Dexter Manley at the forefront of this thing?
Yeah, and man, he was someone who we've talked about here on the show a good bit with, of course, being historians. Our guy, Daniel Kelly, is a huge Redskins fan, Washington Commanders fan, whatever you want to call them. Watched them all growing up. Mr. Football, Vince Turner, is a historian. He's talked about Dexter Manley a lot. And this is just somewhat a case of just absolute, just imposing your will on someone each and every given Saturday in college. And then also moving it over to the NFL. I mean, he was phenomenal. Over 100 sacks in his career. Played a long time, right? Played for 10 years in the league. And it's someone who I feel like doesn't get as much appreciation. But you got to look back at the history, though, Mark. You got to look at how good he was, not just in the NFL, but in college at Oklahoma State for the Cowboys. He was an absolute monster. And, I mean, I know Mr. Football said before that he is one of the most, if not the best, defensive ends in college history, just with how dominant he was. And, you know, I mean, if he could have, you know, if things would have went differently, if he would have, you know, been a little bit better off the field, we'll say. I mean, he could have been top five all time in pro history, right? I mean, he was still great. But, man, what a phenomenal athlete and an excellent choice for your number one selection.
Well, and not only that, Oklahoma State, good, you know, good football, not as big as Oklahoma, the Sooners and stuff. So, you know, but what he did there and then coming into the pros, and you're absolutely right, the off-the-field problems really set him back a little. But, man, the talent and the unbelievable renaissance that he brought on the field was something else.
No doubt about that. And, hey, how about one of the best nicknames of all time, though, the Secretary of Defense. Hey, can you forget that with Washington, man? That's phenomenal. But let's go through your top five list one more time, Mark, and then we'll get your selections for who just missed your cut. So let's go back here. Number five, Julius Peppers. Number four, Howie Long. Number three, Mark Gastineau. Number two, Dwight Freeney. And, of course, number one, Dexter Manley. So, Mr. Mancini, who just missed a cut on your list? I'm curious here.
Well, I like Joe Klecko. You got to put Klecko in there. He was unbelievable. You know, you could put Khalil Mack. Mack was another one. You know, there's some guys there that, you know, and how about the Aaron Donald for the Rams?
Hey, you're not kidding. What Donald's been doing? I mean, hey, people put him as top five all time already. He's
a Pittsburgh guy. I mean, how can you not? Aaron Donald.
Hey. Donald's a beast. I'm sure, you know, whenever we do a future list, once he calls it a career, he'll be on some of these lists. Yeah. But, man, what a monster. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Oh, well, definitely. Hey,
Mark, thank you, man. Good.
I'm definitely excited. I can't wait for next week, my friend.
Ooh. Hey, we got a good one coming next week. We're not going to give it away. You got to tune in next Monday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to check out the next episode, the next top five list that myself, Mr. Madman Mark Mancini are doing. So check us out then. Of course, you can all watch all of our videos on Facebook and YouTube. each and every single week. Go check us out over there. Over 1,000+ episodes on each of those channels. Our Instagram account with clips of all of our shows. And, of course, go and check out the podcast. If you enjoy any type of podcast, we have an amazing selection. Over 1,000+ episodes. Daily uploads as well on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Anywhere you listen to, you get your audio platforms. We are available thanks to our great partners at the Bleav Podcast Network. So go over there, check us out, leave us a review. And also, if you have an idea for a top five list, or if you have an idea for just a video in general you want us to see covered, put it in our comments, and we will put it in our rotation for an upcoming episode. For my co-host today, Mr. Madman Mark Vancini, thank you so much for coming on the show, sir. It's always a pleasure breaking down these lists and going back in time, talking about these historic players. I've been your host today, Logan Lewis. Have a tremendous day. Have a great 4th of July, everyone. And we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Bleav Podcast Network.